Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Kirby Ferris joins us now from Ferris Riley and Pitt to talk a little bit more about this. Kirby, good morning. Welcome, and thanks for being here.
Good morning, JT. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we just had Attorney General Steve Marshall on to talk about the suit that he's jumping on board with other attorneys general in pushback on the Joe Biden mandate here on this coronavirus and forcing those companies that have 100 or more employees to require vaccines or else. Question is, or else what? So your thoughts from a legal point on this mandate, good idea? Does it have meat? Will it be something that will go through the courts and he'll win this? Where are you on the legal side of this?
JT, this is going to be a really close call. There are three things that President Biden's going to have to prove. Obviously, this is going to go to the Supreme Court. And when it does, there are three things that President Biden is going to have to prove to prevail. One thing is that the federal government has control over the vaccine, and I think that's clearly yes. Two is, can the federal government require workers to be vaccinated? The answer to that is probably, I believe. There's a 1905 case.
Federal workers or all workers?
All workers. The question that I think is going to be the most difficult, and the one where this mandate could fail, is, can this be done by executive order? And you know, you and I have talked about executive orders and administrations from both conservative and more liberal administrations have pushed this executive order ability of the president and expanded it more and more over the years. And the question, I think, is going to boil down to whether this could be done through an executive order or whether it has to have Congress pass it as a law.
All right. First of all, you started to mention some precedent in this before. There is precedent for this to be done?
There is. In 1905, the Supreme Court heard these very similar arguments that we're hearing today, but it involved a state law that required vaccination. And the Supreme Court said that personal liberties can be restricted for the greater good. And they allowed the law to stand in Massachusetts that required vaccines. Now, that was a state law, not an executive order. So the second question that we were looking at is, can the federal government regulate workers and enforce vaccines? That's why I think it's probably true that they can do that legally.
Well, you mentioned it was a state situation. Will it be up to the states to make that decision?
No, goes back to the first question, and that's, is the federal government, are they in control of vaccines? And I think that will be answered yes, which would give the federal government the right to issue these mandates. The question is, how can the federal government do it? Can they do it by executive order, or does it have to come through Congress? Because if it has to come through Congress, it's not likely to be able to get passed as a law.
Right, right.
So that's what the Supreme Court is going to be wrestling with.
Well, did you see that in this mandate that Biden left Congress basically exempt from these orders? Your thoughts on that?
You know, Congress gets exempt from a lot of things, JT. And
That's BS.
I've never been in favor of it. What's good for us as a people should be good for our leaders.
Absolutely. I don't understand that move at all. So this process, do you think it's a quicker decision? And you say it's going to go to the Supreme Court ultimately. So is this going to happen this year with a final decision, or is this going to drag on through the next, you know, 6, 8, 9, 12 months?
Boy, that's a great question. And it depends on whether our Supreme Court wants to step up and take hold of this issue and do something about it, or whether they're going to let it linger. And I hope it's the former, not the latter.
Continuing our conversation with Kirby Ferris from Ferris, Riley & Pitt, on this mandate and coronavirus and the vaccine, the unvaccinated, and where we are as a people, as a society, right now with this whole mess. And I'll tell you, Kirby, it's one of the most controversial topics that can be discussed right now. To do or not to do the vaccine, that is the question. I would imagine you're better off talking about abortion and same-sex marriage and religion at the Thanksgiving table this year than you are bringing up the vaccine. You're liable to get a turkey, you know, leg thrown at you if you do. So there are people that I know, people that you know, that have had coronavirus. In fact, I've got a friend right now, and if prayer is part of your world, I ask that you pray for Lee Masters. He is in the hospital right now and has been on a ventilator for the past 4 days. He has decided he did not want to get the vaccine and had some underlying health issues as well, and just decided, hey, look, you know, it's my choice, and I'm going to go a different route. And I pray that this miracle takes place, because it's not going well for Lee right now, and the doctors have basically done what they can for him, and it will take a miracle for him to come out of this. Now, I certainly believe in miracles, that he could potentially come out of this, but he is struggling right now, and just ask that you pray for Lee. I've known him for 40 years, a former radio guy, and he's one of the good ones. And it's sad to see people get into the situation like this. And it's happening. And the longer we go with this and the variants, the more we're going to hear stories. And the closer to home, these stories are going to start to, you know, come to be. Kirby, you recently went through a situation with a very good friend of yours.
I did, JT. He's my best friend for 40 years. He and I were together in undergraduate school. And Barry was a fantastic person. He was a businessman here. He's a conservative guy. He was vaccinated. But a little over a week ago, he got sick. And Barry's wife, Lisa, works at our firm. She's our firm administrator, has been for many, many years. And Barry called Lisa around lunch and said, "I'm not feeling well. I think I need to go to the doctor." So Lisa went home. They lived down in Clanton, went home. And she got Barry and carried him to the emergency room there in the new hospital in Clanton. And they learned there that he had a hernia, and that hernia had ruptured, and that he needed surgery. And he needed it pretty quickly. So they started the process of trying to transfer him to a larger hospital where this surgery could be done. And, JT, they couldn't find him a hospital bed anywhere in the state. They couldn't find him a hospital anywhere in the southeast to do this surgery. Lisa sat by his side in that emergency room for 11 hours until he died, with his friends and other family members sitting in the parking lot, because obviously he can't go in the hospital. And his death was tragic, and it was unnecessary. He didn't die of COVID, but he died because of it. And when you talk about miracles, and I'm speaking for myself right now, we have a miracle. I mean, we have a vaccine. We have science. We have people who work day and night trying to help with this. We have exhausted medical staff who are working doubles and triples. And it's time, in my opinion, to pull the politics out of this. We don't need President Biden to eradicate this. We just need our neighbors and ourselves. And we need to do whatever's necessary to get this virus under control and get our lives back. And I'm an advocate now, very strong advocate now, with vaccine, for masks, for everything that we have to do to protect one another.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. The politics in this is awful. And I don't know if it's human nature now that we just divide ourselves over political parties and we stick with that no matter what. It seems Democrats are more in favor of mandates than Republicans are. And that seems to be the black and white line that people jump on either side of. And it's, and I agree with you, this is not a political issue. It is a medical issue. But as much as I am with you on the vaccine, Kirby, I'm also, not in favor of the Biden mandates, and I am so sorry for your friend's loss, but you're right. They couldn't get him to a hospital because our hospitals are full right now with so many folks. Thank you for sharing, Kirby.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.